Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Heads up, this is going to be a rant. One of the saddest things about my work is watching good people shoot themselves in the foot. That helpless feeling, knowing that there's nothing I can do to stop it. You know, it's like watching a slow-moving train wreck through plexiglass. This post is my attempt at a fair warning. The stories we discussed in the post can show up two times in my conversations with potential clients. One, when I drill down on what they need to do to reach their goals. And two, how much it's going to cost. Mainly, my fee. So yeah, I hear these stories more often than I want to. The bigger question I can't ask in these conversations, what do you do when you realize that you're not ready for the big goal that you set for yourself? What can you do that doesn't fall into the halfway is good enough trap I noted in the post? The best approach here is simple, yet very difficult to do. Change your goals. For example, if you want to be a front runner in your marketplace but don't want to do what it takes, then give up being the front runner. Focus on being the best second option. There are buyers who do want that, by the way. If you want $20,000 in speaking fees but are not willing to be that prominent, then think about the $5,000 to $10,000 market. Just a few examples here. And look, here's why too many folks aren't willing to do that. They think letting go is failing. It isn't. It's changing your mind when you get new, correct information. That is the beauty of a reality check. We get to decide new paths before really hurting ourselves, aka dodging a bullet. The key here is to release the judgment. It's totally fine to see what the road ahead looks like and say, nope, and not happening. It's your business. It's your life. It's success on your terms. Because here's what happens when you judge yourself. These false stories feel so good that they become our truth. These narratives make it okay for you to keep your goals without really having to do what it takes. This right here is why so many people fall for those charlatans who promise big results for little investment. It's more comfortable to feel like you're making progress than admit that you don't want to do what it takes. We need to be honest with ourselves. We want to believe that we can get there while staying in our comfort zone. And the brutal truth is, we can't. This is why changing your expectations is a lot better than thinking you can halfway yourself into getting the transformational done. And the first steps to changing our goals is making letting go okay. So let's stop judging ourselves and listen to our instinct. We know the right decision. We just have to accept it. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.